easy one. You love this guy.
Me.
Come on. He's an underappreciated genius.
Still think it's me.
It's not you. Now think, there's a car named after him.
Of course there is. The Mini Cooper, because it's me.
How about this? He's a poor man's Sheldon Cooper.
Oh, Tesla.
Hi.
Hey, how'd it go?
Not fun. The doctor shoved a camera up into my sinuses.
Yeah, I watched. It was like the scary boat tunnel in Willy Wonka.
Did they figure out what's wrong?
Yeah, it's a deviated septum. The surgery to correct it is simple. He's going to do it next week.
Why would you have surgery?
Because I can't breathe. When I snore, I get sinus infections.
Back off. He's all mine.
But you don't have a life-threatening condition. Why would you take the risk of surgery?
Sheldon, it's a routine procedure. I've heard you complain about his snoring.
Yes, for the first 5 or 6 years, but I've gotten used to it. It helps me sleep. He's like my mucus-powered white noise machine.
Sheldon, I'm going to get the surgery. It's no big deal. End of story.
Very well. Now I'm done talking about it.
Thank you.
I believe it was your turn in the game.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, this person is most famous for never having gotten his nose mutilated with elective surgery and never living the rest of his life in the shadows as a hideous, disfigured freak.
I think you could give a better clue.
I don't. I'm not even sure if that's a person or a typo.
Okay, why?
I'm listening to you snore. I'm wondering how I'll ever sleep without it.
If it helps you sleep, then why are you sitting here staring at me like the albino boogeyman?
Really, Leonard, insults? After I've spent 2 hours in your closet waiting for you to fall asleep?
What's your problem?
If the surgery is successful, the snoring is gone. And if you die during surgery, the snoring is gone.
It sounds like either way I finally get some rest.
I have to be honest with you, Leonard. I'm truly worried.
I told you, there's nothing to worry about.
Well, I've been doing some research, and I've learned that 1 in 700,000 people die from general anesthesia.
Buddy, do you realize that that also means 699,999 people don't die?
I suppose that's true. You're such a glass-half-full kind of guy. I'm going to miss that.
Oh, so my parents' 40th anniversary is coming up, and I can't think of a thing to get them.
Damn, can you imagine being married to someone for 40 years?
Not anymore.
Anyway, any ideas on a gift?
Well, what are some of the things they like?
They used to like going to the Mumbai Symphony, but last year my mom thought they were phoning it in. Then my dad said, based on their love life, she should know about phoning it in. And they weren't speaking at the time, so we had a servant say it to her. Oh, maybe I could make a gift for them. I know how much you guys love the coasters I made for you.
They're yours in the divorce.
Hey, working on.
Yeah, remember when I said if you went through with your surgery, there was a 1 in 700,000 chance of dying?
Yeah.
Well, I've been crunching the numbers, and so far, I've gotten your probability of death all the way to a sphincter tightening 1 in 300.
Great timing. My check sphincter light just went on.
Leonard, what if you have an allergic reaction to the surgeon's latex gloves?
I'm not allergic to latex.
Then why don't you wear the rubber gloves I bought for you to do the dishes?
For the same reason I don't wear the apron or the hairnet.
Fine. What about epilepsy?
I don't have epilepsy either.
No, you don't, but the surgeon might. And your carotid artery is just one shaky scalpel away from becoming the dancing fountain at Disneyland.
Sheldon, do you realize that driving is riskier than surgery?
I do. I have the drive to the hospital right here. And that is if you make it to the car without falling down the stairs. And don't expect me to carry you. I do that enough in life.
Buddy, I get that you're worried about me, and I appreciate that, but I'm not going to die.
You don't know that.
Well, I do know that it won't be from an asteroid strike.
You know who else said that? Every cocky T-Rex currently swimming around in the gas tank of your car.
If there was an asteroid strike, wouldn't you die too?
I don't know. I'm smart and scrappy. I think I'd find a way.
Tell you what, the surgery's not for a week. I'll think about it.
Thank you. And while you're thinking about it, if you have the surgery in Nicaragua during monsoon season, I can practically guarantee your death.
Yes. Okay. I understand. Of course. Yes, I'll call you tomorrow. Bye.
So, I found this fencing school in Burbank that has a Jedi class. If you're cool being the only adults there, they said they are.
Dude, my parents just split up.
What?
That was my dad on the phone. He moved out.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're not up to it, we don't have to go out. We can just hang here.
No, it's fine. It's not that big a deal. As long as they're happy, I'm happy. And when I get to see them for the holidays, I get to celebrate Diwali twice. One at each house. That's double the Diwali.
You sure you're okay?
I'm okay.
You don't look okay.
How can I be okay? I come from a broken home.
Doctor said I should be out of surgery by 10.
Okay. And Sheldon really believes we're at a public swimming pool?
He was so busy figuring out how many parts per million of urine we'd be floating around in, he didn't even question it.
18 parts per million. And he's still doing it.
Don't worry about that. I'm happy to take you to work.
Well, thank you. And Leonard never lets me have French toast sticks in the car. I can't have syrupy fingers, but he can do the backstroke in a toilet bowl.
It's nice they're getting exercise.
Although now that I think about it, Leonard would never go swimming in public without his swim shirt.
I'm sure he brought it.
Oh, but last year at Magic Mountain, he got such a bad sunburn, we had to cut him out of it.
He probably got a new one. Finish your breakfast. Look, there's an entire section of my dashboard that doesn't have any syrup on it.
You're acting odd. Why?
I'm odd all the time. Everyone knows that. Just last night, I tried to see how many fava beans I could fit in my mouth.
Tell me the truth.
28.
Come on.
56.
Amy! What's going on?
All right. Don't get upset, but an earlier appointment opened up for Leonard, and he's getting the surgery right now.
I see. Take me to Leonard.
Just go to work. He'll be fine.
Amy, he's my best friend. And if you don't take me, I'm going there anyway.
Fine. It's sweet that you care about him so much.
I do. And I wouldn't be able to forgive myself if something happened to him and I wasn't at his bedside to say I told you so.